Now, very candidly, I'm very happy to turn the page and come to the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, because at a time like this, we need to see a very wonderful picture, and there's a wonderful one coming up before us. Eternity is unveiled here in chapter 21. A new heaven, a new earth, and a new Jerusalem, a new era, and the eternal abode of the Lamb's bride, and we will be then new creations in Christ Jesus, without the old nature that manifests itself so much today. Now we have the entrance here into eternity, and eternity is unveiled before us. And we have now the new heaven, the new earth, and the new Jerusalem here in verses 1 and 2. Now, if I may adopt a popular aphorism of the day, it can truly be said that this chapter is out of this world. And it certainly is. It hasn't anything in the world to do with the earth, except the first part of it. And we do see the eternal abode of the church. What really is heaven? There's so much today that is just sticky stuff and sentimental stuff. It's quite weepy when we talk about heaven. Well, heaven is a place, a very definite place. You'll have an address there. Your name's going to be put on you when you wander around through eternity into outer space, because you might get lost, and some angel will have to bring you home, and you'll have a home. Now, as the long vista of eternity is before us in this chapter, we've moved not only from time to eternity, but to a new creation. A new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem greet us. And the redeemed have previously received glorified bodies like Christ. All things have become new. And a new universe suggests new methods and approaches to life. New laws will regulate the new universe. The entire lifestyle will change. And here are some of the changes that are suggested by these next two chapters. And I've listed here six of them. Number one, there will be the total absence of sin and temptation and testing in the new creation. This in itself makes a radical difference. And then the second, the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven does not mean another satellite for the earth, but rather the earth and all of the new creation with all of the galactic systems will revolve about the new Jerusalem, because it's the dwelling place of God and of Christ. And then the third radical change, the law of gravity as we know it will be radically revised. There will be traffic between the new Jerusalem and the earth. Now, I do not think the earth dwellers, those saved in the Old Testament and in the Great Tribulation period and in the millennial period, are going to be able to leave this earth. But the church has already left the earth, and its dwelling place is the New Jerusalem. And I believe that we'll have entirely different bodies, and the law of gravity will not affect us, that is, the law of gravity of this earth or any other planet. Now, the fourth great change, there will be no sun to give light, for God Himself will supply it directly to the universe. There will be the absence, therefore, of night. And there's no night there because we just won't need that time to rest because we've got new bodies. I'm looking forward to it, by the way. Now, the fifth, there will be no longer any sea on the earth. The sea occupies most of the earth's surface today. Approximately 3/4 of the total surface is water. Now, this denotes a revolution in life upon the earth. Just think of the parking space you're going to be able to have. And there'll be no fish to eat. And apparently man will be a vegetarian even in the millennium and in eternity as he was in the Garden of Eden. Fruit is the only diet of the eternal man. And you get that, by the way, when you turn over to the 22nd chapter of Revelation. And we'll be picking that up. It says, in the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits. Well, I'll not go into that now, but the point is, man's diet apparently is going to change. Then the sixth is the presence of Christ and God, together with the throne of God made visible, and it ushers in a new day for man and the new creation.